Good afternoon, everyone. Today you are visiting with none other than Medusa. I plan to take you today to another hiatus, to a place far, far away from here, better known as the underworld. Welcome to this latest episode of Indecent Exposure. Today's topic will cover male pegging, or better yet known as anal penetration, by a female counterpart more specifically. So, pegging in and of itself is something that I have introduced a few times to men who have chosen to take standard P-spot play to another level. P-spot play, as I've spoken before on a few other episodes, is when we, any partner at this point, let me break this down again, this is a place for no judgment, no ridicule, no finger pointing, and, you know, not making fun of one another. We want to open our minds to be able to explore our sexuality and our humanity. With that being said, as you know, I am a pansexual female, and with my male partners, every single one, since specifically I have been involved in the swinging lifestyle and more as an offshoot, BDSM, as a softcore femdom. I have had the pleasure probably 95% of the time to introduce my male counterparts to P-spot play, and I've had that very low amount, that 5%, that actually requested it. P-spot play for me would be anything that's going to stimulate the prostate, either inwardly or outwardly, non-mechanical. And I mean non-mechanical means no toys of any type. It could just be a typical finger stimulation, or a mouth, or orally. You can stimulate the anus and the prostate area with your mouth. I've done both. I've offered both, and in that 95% percentile, my male partners have never not loved it. It's about getting comfortable with yourself, getting comfortable with your body, and exploring all aspects of your physical body for sexual pleasure. Again, we're going to remove all stigma. We're going to remove these titles. We're going to remove these labels from what the act of sex is. And sex is solely there. Outside of all of you procreators out there in the world, sex is there for physical, sexual, psychological stimulation. So it starts in the brain. So if you are curious enough to entertain the conversation with me, that's step one in the right direction. Step two, again, is exploring what options that are out there when it comes to P-spot or anal play. And then three, of course, is getting down to the nit and the grit and deciding what type of play is going to be best suited for you. With that being said, anal play for a man is going to be completely different from a woman because of where you guys are in your physical anatomy. Your prostate would be the equivalent, and I break that down if I use that as the P-spot. Your prostate is the equivalent of a woman's G-spot. For me personally, I've engaged my male partners in P-spot play when I am engaging them in oral sex. And I do know that orally, it just takes the ejaculation from here to the moon. Okay? Now, with pegging, we are talking about still stimulating the P-spot, but now we're talking about by a mechanical means, and specifically the act of pegging will be typically individuals in a traditional cis situation, CIS. You're a cis-born male and a cis-born female. The depth of your relationship is up to you. Married, girlfriend, boyfriend, casually dating, sexual partners, as I have several, what have you. those that are professionally out there in the trade, my DOMs, you know that there's a high enough request for individuals that want to start this particularly, but may not feel comfortable enough engaging their actual wives or girlfriends in the conversation. With that being said, where do you begin to get an idea of what's most comfortable for you anally? And for me, when I've been on the receiving end of anal, it's always been roughly kind of the same equation. Whereas you want to be able to get to seriously understand your own body. And the partners that I've had that have been able to get me across the threshold literally are those that I've been able to get a better understanding of what my own anatomy is and literally how long, wide, whatever the depth of your anus is in relation to the length and the girth of their penis. So I've never been penetrated anally with a mechanical device. It's always been with my male partner. It has not been that much of a stimulating act for me as being on the receiving end of it. Women, our DNA is different. We do not have the same nerve endings, and we do not have a prostate in that particular area as men do. So regardless of an age-old patriarchal archaic notion that being penetrated anally somehow emasculates you or makes you unmanly, I want to dead that issue right now today, because sexual pleasure is sexual pleasure. I don't care who you are or where you are. We've got mosquitoes and alligators and prehistoric dinosaurs that engage in sex typically and historically only for procreation means, but you've got zoologists that are out there that sit and study sexual habits of animals even today to see if there's something other than the need for procreation. So for us as human beings, again, I want us to dial up our intelligence when it comes to our sexual self and sexual health, when it comes to your humanity, as well as everything else that falls underneath that umbrella, regards to your sexuality. For the one thing in life that is accessible to us all in one shape, form, or another, and the one thing in life that we can't, as adults, make, again, intelligent, responsible decisions about, why not explore your sexuality? Get those questions out of the way. A lot of the times, this is the only thing you can weed out things that you don't enjoy. You have to get into that new ground and till that soil to find out what's buried underneath for you. Basically, what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Alrighty, with that being said, pegging again, cis-born men being penetrated by cis-born women. Penetration typically in the world of pegging is going to be by some type of a strap-on, some type of an anal plug, some type of a small width or length vibrator. With that being said, you can go to several sites that are out there. There's the Pleasure Chest. There's Jack and Jill Adult Stores. There's Love Hunting, ExtremeWithStrength.com. I'll give you guys a shout out. It's one of my more favorite places to shop online. And probably the thing that's been most surprising to me recently has been Amazon.com has a plethora of sexual toys online, and these are not just anyone's throwaways or throwbacks and you're buying used items. These are brand new items, and Amazon is developing itself into being a go-to niche market for certain items. So Amazon has a great site for and category there for sex toys. There's also Eden Fantasies, Simple Pleasures, the list goes on. If you're not really sure where to go or to pinpoint it on where to look, just simply Google anal play toys or pegged men toys and see what you come up with from there. So what I want to do is go to a site that I do think is very well managed and maintained, and that would be thepleasurechest.com. Okay? Here, the reason I like this site, because most of the categories is going to give you a quick little tutorial or a little bit of a description on what each category is and what it does and what it's expected to do. So here for anal toys, it says, from anal amateurs to prostate pros, I love it. We've got the highest quality anal toys for all things that are butt stuff. Explore our wide selection of beginner anal beads, prostate massagers, vibrating plugs, and dildos small to extra large. If you're looking for a designer butt plug, we've got those too. You can even learn to keep it clean. Please do that, guys. Buy your disinfectants, your wipes, your things of that nature, and keep your toys clean. A lot of times we're talking about safe sex play here, so a lot of times it's not to where you thought you and your partner are transmitting some type of STI to one another. It could be the fact that if you are using dirty toys or they haven't been cleaned in between each partner. All right, so please maintain that. As well, also, you can get into items here with the pleasure chest that they also have douching kits and items for enema play. So what I want to do is start there. For those that I have engaged in this style of anal play, it is very important for you to make sure that the entire anal canal is clean, is free of obstruction, and you don't have any unwanted material that will surprise you. That means if you want to make penetration very easy, you need to not have any blockage there. If that person has not had a movement that day, again, a little bit of, you know, a quickie, or I just really gotta have you right now type of mentality, that goes a long way in a lot of other things except anal play, because you're going to have to engage in a lot of stimulation. You're going to have to get the anus very lubricated. In the instance it's not getting lubricated naturally, you need to engage lubrication. So buy your lubes, please. I specifically, personally, love jelly-type lubes for vaginal penetration when it's needed, and I love the more liquidy type of lubes for anal penetration. It just makes the glide and the slide a lot easier. So for those of you all who are a little bit more skilled than I am, I'm pretty sure you have your own preference on what you like to use when it comes to lubrication for the anus. But under no circumstances do saliva in and of itself, if you're getting that started, that's great with the mouth, no problem with that, but it is not enough. We're just talking about tossing salads or eating ass. I get it. Just not enough to keep the anus lubricated from start to finish. So if you pros that are out there, you prostate pros, you kind of get it. You know where I am. Spread the word. I never advocate anal play without serious lubrication. I'm talking a quarter to a half use of the tube at a time. I've engaged in, and if nothing else, is to make sure that I stay comfortable and there's not going to be any friction at all. With that being said, make sure that you completely clean out the anal canal. So you have enemas that you can buy. You've got other things that you do want to use the day of. You make a plan to engage in pegging or any type of anal play where you're going to be using your mechanicals for insertion. Because once you get that particular area, when it comes to the anal canal, once you get it nice and loosened up, you're loosening it up for things to be penetrated or inserted. Guess what? You're loosening that same area up for things to come down or to come out. And again, you don't want any unnecessary messy surprises. So get the anus nice and clean. Remove all waste material. Engage in an enema, something that you can pass that before you and your partner hook up. All right. With that being said, I will say the opposite of that is once your anal play is concluded, then introduce yourself to some type of a douching kit, which doesn't have to be your traditional feminine wash type product. It can just be a typical warm water. I always advocate something like that will reintroduce a little lubrication to the anus. So maybe put a dollop of your traditional lube in, a coconut oil, olive oil, something organic. Put that into a warm water solution, like I don't know, for every ounce and a half of water, do a half an ounce of an oil or your lube. Re-clean the area to make sure that you've got then all of the sexual material moved out of the anus area. And then you're ready to go and take a shower, take a bath, get cleaned up, and then you know what works for you and what doesn't work on the next time. Okay? So that would be in key to your preparation. So if you guys are going to be actually figuring out what works best for you, here with Pleasure Chest, they've got all kinds of things. You have a bee bunning novice vibe. I wanted to start there with that particular one. The description ends, it's a small beginner-friendly butt plug. It houses a surprisingly strong motor with 6 vibration intensity levels and 15 mobility patterns for a range of stimulation experiences. The novice comes with a remote control and with a range of up to 30 feet, making it great for couples play. Another one that's here is something that I've had similar before. It is called a Vito Anal Vibe, and it's basically a cone-shaped structure with a flat base. The cone, or the pointed tip, of course, is what gets inserted, and then reversed towards the base of it is what engages itself as far as the widget. And that, at that point, I say you and your partner really need to engage in a conversation, because you're trying to open the anus up as wide as it can in order to make room for his particular penis to be inserted if you're using it. Or if you and your partner, female, are going to be engaging with the strap-on, you want to make sure that the width and the length and the girth of that strap-on matches an anal play. Other than that, any of your anal vibes, butt plugs, even anal beads can be used as a start for anal play and to get you on the road to pegging. This particular one, again, the Vito Vibe, you can explore affordable anal vibration with this plug. The Rio features 10 settings of vibration and pulsation with an easy push of one button. It's made with a silky smooth outer silicone, and the Vibe has a rounded tip and a tapered body, which makes it great for easy, comfortable insertion. Again, you're making yourself very ready when it comes to beginning pegging. So let's see what we have here for strap-ons. And again, we've got to get past the stigma of what we think anal sex is when it comes to my cis men, my alpha male men, even some beta males. This has absolutely nothing to do with your masculinity. It has everything to do with sexual pleasure. Now, what you want to do, again, what an open sexuality challenges me to do, is to make sure that I am engaging with partners who can have an open, non-judgmental conversation. Does that mean you and that particular partner are going to engage in everything that makes you feel great or that makes them feel great? Not necessarily. So for me, I am a non-traditionalist, and again, I am a non-monogamist. I do not believe, because it's high of an order as I place the prioritizing my sexual self, I do not believe in not finding sexual pleasure when the need arises because of one particular relationship with one partner in this one closed monogamous relationship, based around the fact that if you're having conversations and communications, and this person is already letting you know what they're not comfortable with, my sexual self will begin to feel closeted. It will begin to feel stifled. And when I am not made to feel happy and enjoyable, the Scorpio within me, it unleashes a whole different beast. So because I know where that is, I make sure that I only engage myself right now with individuals that do not believe in monogamy, don't practice monogamy, they respect the fact that I don't believe in monogamy and don't practice it, and we are open with one another. Again, the swinging BDSM community, again, it's a community based on openness. Have I had people that they have other partners in life that they are not honest with? Yes, I have. Once I find it out, I cut it off, because I am not going to allow anyone to prejudge my lifestyle and pull me into a lie that they're feeding to other people. So it's perfectly okay for you to be honest with me, but once I find out you're not honest with other people in your life, it's a wrap for me as well. So again, with that being said, my partners that I engage with now, very few. It's not a plethora, again, of the stigma that people will think once you say that you are in a certain type of a lifestyle or you engage in certain things with swinging that you just have 100 people every day you're having sex with. Far from the truth. Swinging just typically means I'm literally swinging on a swing set to play set. Sexually speaking, I have a lot of different ways, things, people, things that I like to explore and be adventurous about. With that being said, the pleasure chest now has several different strap-ons to choose from. You have double edge strap-ons. I've seen that a lot with women who do love the idea of penetrating themselves. But again, this episode about pegging, let's try to make sure that we're going to stay on point with that when it comes to what our cis men will be needing from their partners. They have here a pony and bridle set I thought was cute. You'll see that more in your typical fetish sectors when it comes to BDSM. So those that do like to wear dress up as ponies, those that like to dress up as puppies, you have a couple different ways you can go about that. A typical strap-on is going to have a harness that's going to be adjusted in and around the waist and the crotch area of your partner. And I do love the ones that have an interchangeable fit for the strap-on, for the dildo itself. So what you can do is you can take different size dildos, different versions of your dildos, and you'll have a hollow hole in the front center pocket of the dildo, and that's what you can do. It goes in with a slip and a click to make sure you lock it and it's inserted in place, and that will allow for better control, different stimulation. Every partner and their anatomy is going to be different. So make sure that once you're looking at your toys that you go to sites or you go to sex stores. For me personally, Orlando, Florida has a great one there. There's Fair Villa. Seattle, Washington has a great one there. There's Lover's Stuff. If you ever find yourself in Nashville, Tennessee, and I believe that the chain starts maybe in Ohio, but Larry Flint has a chain of Hustler stores. And Hustler Nashville is just like east, I believe, a little bit in the vicinity of Vanderbilt University. It's been a few years since I've been there, but great, big, beautiful stores. So our sexual and adult stores now are not CD back alley stores. They're mainstream America. They're literally the Macy's of stores, department stores, when it comes to your sex stores. I go in and I just spend time there because literally I'm a kid in a candy store. So find a really good store to go in and get a touch and get a feel. There's only so many things online that I do love to buy, but I pretty much am a standard shopper. I like to go in and get my hands on the devices, feel them, touch them. Most of the stores are going to have a display area. You can plug them in. You can see what the vibration is. You can see how it rotates. You can get a feel of what your body is going to get a feel of, literally, there at the store before you make a purchase. So take the time and go and just have fun. Alrighty. I also wanted to, really quickly before we wrap up, is to get to an article that was from the UK on Metro.com. And it is something that they pulled together about 6 months ago where they talked to 7 guys who said it's totally okay to like pegging if you're a straight man. So I wanted to hit some of the points that we're giving here. And again, going back to where people are with the masculinity, many people still mistakenly think that if a straight man enjoys being penetrated, it makes him gay or unmanly. Completely false and as far away from the truth as you possibly can. Okay? After all, men who only have prostates is a walnut-sized gland found underneath a man's bladder and is easily accessible via the anus. Easily and only accessible via the anus. You can visit the outer portion of the anus, or the area, what I say, the arena of the anus, by means of the scrotum, which would be the area just below the balls and just before you get to the anus opening. So you can typically kind of find that little road now. But to hit the button on the head, literally, the male G-spot, the P-spot, is only accessible via the anus. It is the magic pleasure button for you men. Make no mistake about it. Okay? And aside from the intense physical pleasure, one of the best aspects of pegging in a cis-heterosexual relationship is that it inverts the traditional framework of gender and sexual roles. So with that being said, we're also talking about the psychological stimulation of what this does to you. A woman literally having power and control, and she's dominant over her partner. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the man feeling, without feeling insecure or inferior or emasculated, that he wants to let his female partner in this particular relationship take control. For me, my men get on the bed, they get in doggy style, they get on their backs, they get on their sides, and probably the sexiest thing for me is to lay them flat on their back and put those legs up in the air, and Medusa goes to work. You're either getting your salad toss, you're getting finger stimulation. We're going to do anal vibe. We're going to do a strap on. Whatever me and that particular partner have agreed on, we've established our safe words, and the comfort level is there, and we know how far to take this thing. It's just something very sexy to me in my mind to see my male partners give themselves over to me in that way. So to flip those roles, traditionally be the woman being penetrated, you're in the position of being submissive. Psychologically, it is a thing that really does turn those partners into more beasts. So from my male partners to be in that role, and I'm there, the one in control, and I get the moans and I get the groans, and they give me the go, they give me the yeses, they give me the screams, the shouts, all those pleasurable words. Of course, until it's time to stop with appropriate sex words. It amps it up that many more notches. So if you guys really and truly are not understanding what you're missing, I hope the introduction of this podcast takes you there and at least does what I hope all of my episodes do, and that's get those marbles in your head twisting and turning so you're able to go out and play safely. Hit any other type of visual stimulations that you need. There's plenty of porn online. Pornhub, RedTube. There are several that are out there. Go to the sites and you're looking specifically, not just for gay sex or porn sex, but you're looking for videos that can give you an idea of what male penetration looks like and what it may possibly look like for you. So if you can't find anything for pegging or anal sex between a typical male and female, then your best case scenario is to find gay sex. Granted, you've got men that don't necessarily need strap-ons, but you do have hollow strap-ons out there that are used to give a little bit more stimulation, girth, and length to male partners, giving and receiving. So other than that, you want to look for something that's going to look like you when you begin to play. So look for the videos that have female partners that are wearing strap-ons and they are penetrating their male partners. That is what you want to look for. Again, this episode, Pegged Men, is for those of you who are curious, those of you who are pros, and I want this to be an open under understandable type of a conversation. Well, again, you can get to know your sexual self better. Okay, so I hope, guys, that I was able to open the door a little bit, open the conversation, begin the dialogue, and it's all done out of our shared pleasure and love of getting to know our sexual selves, and making us this vulnerable makes us more human to have this type of conversation. All right, guys, again, Medusa signing off from the underworld. Thank you for joining me again on this episode of Indecent Sexposure, where we visited the very taboo and hopefully not far-fetched topic for you of pegged men. Please visit me on Twitter at @IAM_MamaBear. Visit any of your local sex toy stores. Get online. Do your homework. Do a little shopping. But please make sure you play safe. Get out there and take care of yourselves. I just had another clearance. HIV negative. It's an annual test that I do for myself, and I probably need to ramp it up to 6 months. But my annual HIV test was less than a week ago. Please, again, get tested regularly. Play safe. Take your condoms. Take your lubes. Take care of yourselves, my lovies. Be safe. Signing off. Mama Bear sending out lots of love and lots of lust. Have a great day, guys. Inbox me once you hit me on Twitter for more topics, conversations, and again, we can get this thing started. You'll be visited on the next episode by Mama Bear on something a little less sketchy for those of you all who are really not ready for this topic. But again, inbox me on Twitter. Give me some ideas on where we need to go. So again, we visit things a little bit dirtier, a little bit deeper, have a little bit more depth here in the underworld once you're speaking with Mama Bear. Oh, I'm sorry, once you're speaking and visiting with me, Medusa. Mama Bear, however, when she takes you to the motherland, tends to deal with topics that are a little bit more nurturing and loving and a little less gritty, if you know what I mean. All right, guys, really and truly this time, signing off. Take care of yourselves and have a great, sexy day, my lovies. Bye-bye.